Kern County's board heard from hundreds of concerned citizens for and against allowing nearly 2,700 new oil and gas wells a year for the next 15 years. That amounts to a grand total of 43,619 new oil and gas wells countywide. The revised ordinance allows a streamlined permit system for all petroleum operations instead of imposing more rigorous and more costly environmental reviews for each project. Critics call it essentially a rubber stamp process that waters down the traditional environmental impact review called EIRs. In exchange, oil companies agree to adopt minor environmental mitigations and fees. Catherine Reese Boyd is president of the Western States Petroleum Association. She expressed the major themes stressed by the industry and its proponents.
The Oil and Gas Ordinance in 2015 EIR created a comprehensive streamlined permitting system for oil and gas activities in Kern County, imposing new standards and conditions for oil and gas exploration, development, and production. The EIR introduced many new restrictive and costly requirements and mitigation measures which significantly affect industry operations. And nevertheless, WSPA strongly supported them and continues to support them.
Other supporters include local business groups, labor unions, oil workers, and the school board. They stress the importance of Kern County's oil industry for good-paying jobs and economic opportunities. Many also pointed out that producing petroleum locally is more secure and environmentally sound than imported oil. Kern County accounts for 70% of the state's oil and 80% of its natural gas. Oil has ruled Kern County for a century, but growing awareness of its outsized role in climate change has spurred local opposition from residents who point to its health and environmental cost. Ingrid Brostrom represents the Center on Race, Poverty, and the Environment, one of the groups who filed a lawsuit challenging the ordinance.
We want a strong and stable economy. We want good, plentiful, and accessible jobs for Kern residents. And we want communities that are healthy with clean air and water. However, this ordinance offers none of these things. Instead, oil drilling has become a liability for the county. Oil production has been in continual decline since 1985. California's oil is low quality. It's heavy, it's expensive to extract, and it's only becoming increasingly more so.
Local farmer Keith Gardner was also part of the lawsuit that ultimately required the county to revise the ordinance. Although expressing support for the oil industry, he raised concerns about the revised environmental review, saying it still adversely impacts agriculture.
But instead of making the EIR better, the current EIR removes mitigation for farmland loss. While the old EIR required conservation easements, which are used all over California to protect farmland, new EIR throws these away. And it puts huge, new loopholes in the mitigation it does include for the removal of old oil equipment. In the end, the ordinance allows oil drilling to put thousands of acres of good farmland out of production. The oil industry should fully make up for that loss, acre for acre. This is what CEQA requires. Instead, the county wants to adopt a statement of overriding considerations, suggesting that real mitigation for farmland loss is infeasible and that the county's tax dollars from oil revenues are far more important than the loss of our farms.
Many people living in fence-line communities surrounded by oil fields spoke about the myriad of health problems either exacerbated or caused by Kern County's notoriously bad air quality, and expressed concerns about groundwater pollution from oil production. Cesar Aguirre lives in Kern County and is part of the Central California Environmental Justice Network.
Their actions put our soil and water in danger. The wastewater that they use is sometimes used on crops, and with a drought coming, farmers may be forced to use this. Trade secrets protect the chemicals that are in this wastewater and may be putting farm workers and the people that consume the produce in danger. And if it's not put on crops, it is injected into the ground. A study in 2016 here in Kern County showed that injecting oil wastewater produced a series of earthquakes in our home county. It puts our air in danger. Half of the PM2.5 created in Kern County comes from six companies. All of those companies are oil companies.
Another issue of concern was the proximity of oil wells to homes and schools. Jose Garola was a city council member and formerly mayor of Arvin. He pointed out that nearly all oil wells are located in disadvantaged communities of color.
1,300 wells approximately were constructed or were allowed to be drilled within 2,500 feet. The science is clear that the 2,500-foot setback is necessary to be health protectant of the community. In Arden, we adopted a 300 and a 600-foot setback, and I'm glad to see that there's some improvement in this ordinance, but it's not enough.
There was pushback by county staff over issues like setbacks, air quality, and farmland impacts. But in the end, even the most ardent supporters of the oil industry concede that its future lies with renewable energy. But until then, oil is still king of Kern County, as board chair Philip Peters concluded.
You know, we all realize that change is inevitable. New technologies, new innovations will eventually change the way that we produce and consume energy in the future. But while we're looking toward that, I don't think we can ignore the present.
Oil industry proponents made pains to point out their support for green energy, emphasizing that both fossil and renewable energy can live side by side. Even Chevron, the biggest player in the county, is investing in solar farms. That was the only point of agreement between industry supporters and critics, who said the industry should more quickly transition away from fossil fuels and create a green energy economy. Holland Kressman of the Center for Biological Diversity told KPFA that environmental groups are weighing their options and that he views this revised ordinance as an egregious violation of our state environmental protections and community right-to-know laws. Vic Bedoyan reporting for the KPFA News and KFCF Radio.